Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
Don't you love nice surprises? Yeah, I know, I hate the word nice. I mean, what does nice mean? That's a nice shirt. Oh, so you really mean it's awful and you don't want to say it. That's a nice meal. Okay, so you didn't really like it then. Okay, it's not a nice surprise this week. It's a fun surprise. Is that better? It's a review of New Melbourne artist Ida Marie, another Australian artist from Italian descent, although her mother is French and father is Egyptian. Figure that one out. Ida was one of the support acts for the Stylistics Australian tour. She performed with Daryl Braithwaite and Reba McEntire and decided it's time to get her own CD out there. And who better to tell us about it than Ida Marie herself?
I started performing from when I was really young, from 14. Started singing professionally, still at school.
And she was in good company at high school with Tina Arena in the year above.
We actually went to school together, and my sister and her, we're actually good friends. So, although I haven't seen Tina for 4 years, but my sister and her, Silvana, are really good friends.
And we all know Tina's story.
Are you gonna be a dreamer who sleeps? Are you gonna be a sinner who weeps?
But Ida Marie took a different path.
I took a break from performing when I was in the secular realm. I just took a break. I just didn't want to sing anymore. It was just wasn't what I wanted to do. You know, the areas that I've worked in, from television, live performances, tried a bit of theatre, session vocalist. So I've really touched on all the areas. And then it just got to a point that I thought, I'm really feeling so empty. It wasn't until I became a Christian that I really found that desire to sing again and that real purpose and found my own voice.
I know you're
a really deliberate decision that I wasn't going to listen to too much. I know that sounds very weird and strange. I really wanted to find my true voice. I didn't want to be influenced by anybody or any style, because, you know, I just feel sometimes when you're listening to a particular artist, you know, without wanting to, you can sort of take on their traits. So it was really deliberate that I didn't listen to anyone.
Baby, just
the first single from Ida Marie's CD is Butterfly.
Yes, well, that song was written for my daughters. I've got two beautiful daughters. And I co-wrote that song lyrically with Rob Sedke. He was gracious enough to give me a beautiful chorus and kind enough for me to change that. And it was a song, you know, my daughter was going through a bit of a difficult time and she loves her lullabies. And it was a song about our relationship, just that they know that despite what happens, that they're never alone. I'll always be there for them. And through it all, just to rise above everything in life.
Baby, just spread these wings and rise above all your fears.
Other standout songs include When I Meet Jesus.
When I meet Jesus and I'm in heaven, I will see.
I was in the studio with Phil. He said, I've come up with a title, When I Meet Jesus. He just had to say that and it just so touched me. I was really emotionally moved and the song wrote itself. And over the course of a day, it was written. And I just thought it's just beautiful to focus on the day that we actually meet face to face. I'd close my eyes and I could just see it all. It was like watching a film clip going on, you know, walking on the streets of gold. And I know that I'm home.
He will wipe my tears, and I know that I am home.
Another song, which is Gold, is When I Say I Love You.
When I say I love you, I love you.
When I Say I Love You got the ball rolling for the whole album. That song was co-written with David Jans. And I met with him one day and he said, I've got this song and it's for you. And I'm thinking, okay. When I heard it, he sang the verse and chorus to me. I just cried. Absolutely. It was just beautiful. So it was my first attempt at writing a song. I continued and finished that off. The melody stayed. All we added was the bridge of the song. That wasn't there yet. But the actual melody is such a beautiful one. It really drew me in. And, you know, when I say, at first it was, if I said I love you. And I thought, no, when I say I love you. And when you say those words, I love you, and you truly mean them, you know, how can you not be moved?
I say a prayer before I sleep, and thank you for all you've done to save me, made my life complete. There's no greater love than you, oh God, and I'm so thankful.
Ida Marie, When I Say I Love You.
And I reached that point in my life that I knew something was missing. Something just wasn't right. I always believed in God. I grew up as a Catholic. And the faith was always there, but the relationship wasn't there at all. And I remember being, Mum and Dad brought me to the church where they were going at the time. And it was an incredible moment, you know, broke down, and I just knew that that presence was so real. What I had pushed away from for all those years, you know, through insecurities and never thinking that you're good enough and, you know, always having to live up, feeling that you had to live up to other people's expectations or a standard, I realised I didn't have to be afraid anymore because my voice wasn't, it wasn't about me, and I really had that desire, and I thought this is what my voice was for, to use it to worship.
New Australian artist Ida Marie talking about her debut CD, Saving Grace.
Life experience has written the album, and I think that it's going to be obvious to the listeners that there's no fabrication going on there. It's real life.
He will wipe my tears, and I know that I am home.
This is Light and Life. To contact us, go to salvos.org.au/radio.